It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Amanda Leonard with Catfish on the Green. This is the third annual Catfish Tournament going on down in Green River. We're going to tell you how you can register for it. We're going to tell you, you know, what the cost is, all those good things. But the best part about this is, you know, they have three different divisions. And if you wanted to put a team together, you know, go out, have some fun with a family member, with some friends, and just enjoy a great day of fishing. And this one's a little unique, and we'll talk about that as well. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's jump in first and talk about Catfish on the Green. As I said, this is the third annual event that you guys have had. And what kind of was the brainchild of this one?
So this was born from the Emery County Travel Bureau's efforts on bringing more events to Green River, looking at what they have and what can attract people. And night fishing for catfish is always something that my friends and family have talked about and done. And so that's kind of where the idea came from, is let's see if we can turn this into a fun tournament with the support of the Travel Bureau and bring some people into Green River for the weekend.
And by the sounds of it, if you're going strong for 3 years in a row, it sounds like it's working a little bit.
Yeah. We're pretty happy with the numbers that we get. We've had about 150 fishers each year into the tournament, and this year should be about the same. It just makes it a good time.
So we're looking at registration will close, actually, you said the first day of the tournament, the day of the tournament, August 11th. And you can actually still register on the website up until that day. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. So to get the free hoodie that the Travel Bureau sponsored for the first 100 fishers, registration closed yesterday, but everyone that still registers will get a free hat sponsored by the Travel Bureau with the logo, and they can register up until tournament time on Friday.
All right, and what does it cost to get into this tournament?
So 13 and up are $50, and 12 and under are $35.
But I think it's really important that we let everybody know that all the money that you raise goes right back into the tournament, right?
Yes. Everything that comes in as far as registration fees and even sponsors goes right back out, and that's in the form of the cash prizes that we give out, which is always a couple thousand dollars. And then we do a big drawing that's free. Every participant gets one ticket, and they can't purchase more for that drawing, and we buy all the prizes here in Emery County and locally. So right now the catfish for this year is over $5,000 that will go back to the participants in cash and prizes.
And that's where you're sitting right now. So, as I said, though, this is a very interesting tournament because it starts at 5 o'clock at night and it goes all through the evening. Is that by design, or is it just something that you thought, you know what, this would be fun?
Yep, that is by design. Catfishing, like I said, the memories that my family made and friends were all through the night fishing, just staying up all night long. It seemed to be better fishing. It's not as hot. So it was by design. It was a let's party all night and see if we can have some fun, but be safe at the same time. Got to throw that in there.
Now, is there a trick to this? Is this something that, you know, if you wanted to put a boat in, you could, or does everybody have to, you know, kind of fish from the shore? How's this going to work?
Yep, they can do their boat. They just have to follow all of the state fishing proclamation guidelines. So however they would normally catch catfish that's legal, they can do that during the tournament. The boundaries are emailed out to participants, but they're about 15 miles each side of Green River City. So it's pretty open. Go camp, go have a good time, but show up by noon sharp on Saturday with your fish.
So, and then the judging will take place. And how are you going to judge the winner of the competition?
So the team category takes the two longest fish from the two team members and adds those together. So the team winners will be the two longest fish together. And then individual and youth are just the single longest fish that they bring in.
Okay, so we've got all the parameters taken care of. And as you said, you got three different categories. You've got a youth division, which is up to 13 years old?
12 and under, yeah.
12 and under. And then a team division, and then the individual division. And if if all this fun wasn't enough, the other thing you said about it is, you know, every year you guys try and give back and help out somebody, and this year is no change to that either, correct? You've got a family in mind over in Green River?
Yep, that's correct. So we called it Fishes for Wishes this year. Done some research on a family that would like to surprise with some stuff that could put some smiles on their faces and help them out a little bit. And so that's done through a separate drawing that we do sell tickets for that takes place at the tournament as well.
And that's just a strict fundraiser for that family?
Yeah.
Okay. So if anyone wants any information on this or would like to register for it, where's the best place to go? Is it the website? And if so, what's the web address?
Yep, the website is theswellutahevents.com.
All right, once again, this is going to be a lot of fun. Catfish on the Green coming up on August 11th. You can register at theswellevents.com until the 11th, the day it starts, and it's going to go from 5 p.m. until noon on Saturday. All the parameters are there. Go check out, get all that information. It sounds like it's going to be a good time, Amanda.
Yep, it should be.
All right, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.